for now on just how this case has changed with the death penalty decision, we turn to Allison Burroughs, who also joins us in the studio. She's a former Boston-based federal prosecutor who's prepared death penalty cases for review by the U.S. Attorney General. She's now a partner at the Boston law firm of Nutter, McLennan, and Fish. Good morning, Allison, and thank you very much for coming in.
You're more than welcome.
I want to start by asking you, what's the likelihood now that the prospect of a death penalty, in your opinion, could trigger a guilty plea from Tsarnaev? Do you think his attorneys will try to cut a deal for life in prison?
I mean, my guess is that his defense attorneys have been willing all along to plead him to a life sentence, and that that's something that the Department of Justice hasn't allowed. And I'm sure that now, if the department is willing to consider it, they would be very open to having this resolved as a life sentence.
Judy Clark, defense attorney for Tsarnaev, is known for her success in negotiating death penalty cases, many of which end up not going to trial. What's the likelihood of that happening in this case? No trial.
You know, it's hard to tell because it all comes down to how committed the Department of Justice is to the death penalty in this case. But this is Massachusetts. We're a state that doesn't believe in the death penalty. We don't have a state death penalty. It's going to be hard to find a jury that's death qualified, or in other words, willing to impose the death penalty. So it could be quite likely that there's no trial on this, if the department is willing to be flexible.
Let me ask you this question. Do people convicted, generally speaking, of the federal death penalty actually then suffer the death penalty?
Well, the death penalty takes a long time in this country. There's years and years of appeals. Since 1994, the federal government has requested or filed a notice of intent to seek the death penalty in 492 cases. Many of those have resulted in pleas. Many of those have resulted in juries imposing a life sentence rather than a death sentence. But in that time, actually three people have been executed. So it's a very expensive, long process that doesn't actually result in very many executions.
Well, what kind of burden, you talked about expensive, what kind of burden does the decision to seek the death penalty by federal prosecutors place on the government?
Well, the Boston Bar Association just came out with a report, and they're based on a case in Philadelphia. They're estimating that a death penalty case costs about $10 million, which is about 8.5 times the cost of a non-death penalty case, a case where life is being sought rather than death. In terms of the prosecutor's office, it's probably going to be three prosecutors full time for about 3 years. So there's all those cases that those prosecutors would have otherwise been working on that won't get prosecuted. In Massachusetts, the federal government has sought the death penalty in three cases. The most recent of those was Gary Lee Sampson, who murdered a bunch of people across the border in New Hampshire, which is how it got to be a federal death penalty case. He was convicted, received the death penalty. That was recently flipped by the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and the federal government has recently announced its intention to seek the death penalty in that case again. So that office is now dealing with two death penalty cases at the same time, which is a tremendous resource commitment.
You mentioned a moment ago that it might take as long as 3 years to prepare this death penalty case against Tsarnaev. When do you think this will actually go to trial then, if it goes to trial?
Death penalty cases take a long time to prepare, and you have to give the defense all the time that they need because the penalty is so severe. And then once the case is over, the appellate process is basically a full-time job. So I think it will go to trial in shorter than 3 years, but I think it likely that these three prosecutors will be devoting the substantial amount of their time to this case for a long time.
You know, you also talked a moment ago about, because Massachusetts is not a state that has the death penalty in state cases, and because there may be so much opposition to the death penalty here that it might be hard to seat an impartial jury, do you think the defense might move to try and take this trial outside of Massachusetts, change the venue?
You know, they could try to move it outside of Massachusetts because the events happened in Massachusetts. But this may also not be a bad venue for them because the state is sort of so traditionally opposed to the death penalty. And the target was such a huge, iconic event that it's not like you're going to move it to Maine or New Hampshire or New York and find that people are not familiar with what happened.
Finally, Allison, let me go back to the big picture with one more question. Do you think there was political pressure on the Justice Department to actually seek the death penalty in this case?
I think there was political pressure in this case to seek the death penalty. The entire nation saw what happened. The crime was heinous. Children were killed and injured. I think there are also mitigating factors in this case that would have weighed against that. Sarnaya was very young. He has no prior criminal record. He was arguably under the influence of his older brother. But to not seek the death penalty in this case would have taken some real political courage, I think.
Allison Burroughs, former federal prosecutor based in Boston, now a partner at the Boston law firm Nutter, McLennan & Fish. Thanks a lot for coming into the studio this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.